This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Julian and Xiaoning. Now, in other news, you might have heard of the UN Sustainable Development Goals, and they consist of 17 noble and lofty ambitions like having affordable and clean energy, gender equality, zero poverty and zero hunger. Except the fact that the Asia-Pacific is not on track to achieve any of those 17 goals. So, in fact, for some goals, progress has been stagnant or heading in the wrong direction. So, for some more insights, on the line is Deputy Executive Secretary for the UN's Economic and Social Commission for Asia Pacific, Kaveh Zahedi. Thank you so much for joining us, Kaveh. So, sustainable development goals are sometimes seen as going head to head with economic growth. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think that's been proven to be a bit of a false dichotomy. The reality is that sustainable development is the best way to achieve economic growth. I mean, how can a country have economic growth when it remains vulnerable to natural disasters, for example, that continuously undermine that growth? Or how can a country have economic growth without providing the quality education to its people, who will be the backbone of the future economy? So really, we see it a bit of as a false dichotomy.
And when you outline such goals, especially with the United Nations, you need the buy-in of nations, and in fact, very powerful nations. Where do you see this going in terms of the adoption and the acceptance of such goals?
Well, you know, the Sustainable Development Goals are part of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. And this is an agenda that was adopted by all member states of the United Nations. So over 190 countries signed up to it. And yes, it's a very lofty plan, as you said, probably the most ambitious that countries have signed up for. Excuse me. But really, it's something that has entirely the buy-in of the whole world, of the entire global community. And beyond that, we've seen it now trickling down within countries. We see businesses taking an interest, we see cities taking an interest, and of course we see citizens taking an interest. So really, sustainable development goals have penetrated quite deep.
And if we look at Malaysia in particular, in which areas are we doing well and which areas are we lagging behind?
Well, according to the report that we just released, Malaysia is on track. So it is going to achieve a few of the goals. For example, the goal on good health and well-being, which is SDG 3, or the goal on industry, innovation and infrastructure, which is SDG 9. But on the other hand, the country does need to accelerate progress, especially in five of the goals. Sustainable cities and communities is one. Responsible consumption and production is another. Climate action is a third, life below water, and finally, peace, justice, and strong institutions. These are five goals where major acceleration is needed in Malaysia. And of course, there is the ASEAN context as well. And we see some divergence, whereas ASEAN is doing well in some goals, it's also not doing so well in others, including climate, including inequalities. And again, Malaysia could play a role in that broader ASEAN context.
So, Kaveh, the areas that you highlighted, so work and economic growth, climate action, peace, justice and strong institutions, this is something that is a problem across Southeast Asia. So what are some of the main obstacles that you see faced by the region in achieving these goals?
Well, when it comes to decent work and economic growth, goal 8, which is, this is one of the ones that's stagnated for Malaysia and indeed for Southeast Asia. One of the major issues, one of the major barriers, is the decrease in labor productivity. You know, one of the UN agencies, ILO, estimated that between now and 2030, ASEAN will have the second largest growth in the labor force, only behind India, another almost 60 million people being added to the workforce. But right now, the investment is not being made to capitalize on this trend in terms of education, in terms of decent jobs. So in a way, it's becoming a lost opportunity. That's just one example of where the barrier is for decent work and economic growth. The second area, which is really of highest priority for the United Nations, and you hear our Secretary General talking about it, is climate action. Southeast Asia has a continued dependence on fossil fuels. It's bizarrely still investing in coal-fired power stations, for example. And the share of renewable energy is actually decreasing in the overall energy mix. So, of course, this is leading to increased greenhouse gas emissions and a failure to move in the right direction. In a way, it's an investment, a continued investment in the region, in the brown rather than the green economy. And one of the consequences is the increased frequency and severity of natural disasters,
right.
climate-induced natural disasters, which, as you know, Southeast Asia is particularly prone to them. And each year, these natural disasters not only take a toll on our people, on our societies, but they probably cut our GDP, if you think only in economic terms, by 2 or 3%. So how much longer can we afford to absorb that loss?
Thank you, Kaveh. And that was Kaveh Zahedi of the UN's Economic and Social Commission for the Asia Pacific. Now, we're coming up to a couple of messages, so be sure to stay tuned because we'll have more local news for you after that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.